Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir, its English podcast. The Strait of Hormuz, which Trump is struggling to open, reveals the geopolitical potential of Muslim countries. To this day, U.S. President Trump continues to make contradictory statements. One moment he wants to open the Strait of Hormuz, the next he claims he doesn't care if it remains closed, and then he pleads with the world and Europe to participate in opening it, then he announces the deployment of warships as part of what he calls, quote, Operation Freedom, to open the Strait of Hormuz, only to announce the cancellation of the operation a day later after his ships encountered resistance from the Iranian Navy. Then he announces the possibility of launching Operation Freedom, plus then he threatens to resume the war for 2 weeks, then he returns from China to talk about launching strikes against Iran, and so on. The administration's apparent confusion and inability to subdue Iran by force, despite all the military buildup, resources, and capabilities that Trump repeatedly boasted about, have been evident. Conversely, the closure of the Strait of Hormuz has disrupted U.S. and Western interests, reminding the world, from East to West, that the economic lifelines of Western and industrialized nations pass through Muslim lands, granting the Islamic world unparalleled geopolitical significance. More than a third of the world's seaborne crude oil passes through the Strait of Hormuz, representing 38% of global oil supplies, in addition to gas, fertilizers, chemicals, and much more that impacts the global economy. This disruption has led to increased inflation due to rising prices and supply chains being affected. This is but a sample of the power of the Ummah and its country, with its army, straits, geographical locations, and natural resources, enabling it to exert a strong influence on the countries of the world. The Islamic Ummah possesses a resilient population and a strategic geographic location that allows it to control global supply chains, as well as energy resources like oil and gas, the lifeblood of the economy, particularly in industrialized nations. This makes its countries inherently powerful, capable of asserting their independence, reclaiming their sovereignty, and achieving their interests. If it were to act decisively, it would gain the upper hand over the West, which colonized and humiliated it for decades. Were it not for the cowardly rulers who squandered the Ummah's interests and resources and spread the false illusion that it was a weak nation incapable of confronting the West and its power, it would have been able to impose its independence from the colonial West and embark on the path of revival and liberation. This reinforces the conviction that the Ummah must hasten towards a bay'ah, pledging allegiance to a righteous Khalifa, Caliph, who will reverse the equation and correct the balance of power, restoring its status, dignity, and leadership of the world. Engineer Salah ad-Din Adada, Director of the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.